Jerry Sloan's been around for quite some time, but the Harlem Globetrotters are famous even before the NBA was formed. They've introduced a new wrinkle into the game, and it could change the sport as we know it, though it probably won't. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
Of all the sports, basketball is the one most obsessed with style and aesthetics. Nicknames like the human highlight reel, the Houdini of the hardwood, and the Showtime offense speak to the sport's embrace of showmanship. But there's always pressure to build on that which came before. Today, we may very well be witnessing the greatest innovation in basketball since the advent of the three-point shot. It is the four-point shot. The four-point shot was introduced with much fanfare by the Harlem Globetrotters in late 2010. The shot is available only in the last few minutes of each quarter and only from certain spots on the court, each located 35 feet from the basket. There is no four-point arc, just these small circles 3 steps inside the half-court line. There's no trickery involved with hitting a four-pointer. It's just a very long shot. One that Globetrotter Chris Highlight Bruton can convert, he says, with 99.9% efficiency. Though he missed in the game I watched in Newark, New Jersey. That was the 0.1%, I guess. Highlight says the NBA would do well to adopt the four-pointer.
You know, with today's game, you got bigger and better athletes. You know, spread the four out a little bit further. Let these guys really show everybody what kind of skills that they have.
Globetrotter fans are split on the advisability of four-pointers in other settings. Louis Mayone was at the Globetrotters game in Newark.
4 points, just, it's too many points.
But his son AJ Mayone chimed in to say he liked four-pointers.
What do you like about it?
That you get 4 points.
That you get 4 points, exactly. So do you like the three-point shot?
Yeah.
How much more do you like the four-point shot than the three-point shot?
One more.
Before you consign the four-point shot to the confetti bucket of history, know this. While the Globetrotters do clown, they've added a thing or two to basketball over the years. Take, for instance,
dunking.
Susan Rail is a professor at SUNY Cortland. Her forthcoming book on the Globetrotters and their counterparts, the Harlem Wrens, discusses some of the aspects of basketball that were seen as an affront when these great barnstorming teams first championed them.
They were probably doing that along with the Wrens team in the 1930s and into the 1940s. And it was seen as being too flashy and too entertaining, and it's not something that we do on the court, but it is now.
Now a coach might pull a player from the game if he failed to dunk. The appeal of the four-point shot needn't be the shot itself. Defending against it opens up the game in interesting ways, essentially redefining a third of the front court as territory worth defending. On the other hand, it does seem to play into the skill set of the Globetrotters' long-beleaguered opponents. The Washington Generals can't dunk, dribble, or defend against deep passing with the Globetrotters' skill, but they are pretty decent long-range shooters.
Generals, 4 points.
Perhaps this group of generals will establish themselves as the quad squad, relying on cuatros to break their losing streak, which dates back to 1971. Yeah, or the four-pointer might win an NBA championship before that happens. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.